Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And if you want to holler at us, the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. And, of course, we want y'all to check us out and keep up with us, so we encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Check us out, join our Yahoo group, keep in contact with us, stalk us, whatever you want to do. We down for it, so long as you don't show up at my house. We show some network. You can catch us Smooth Drama on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. I'm going too fast for myself. Facebook, my yearbook. Tagged, I'm Dick Hugger. But as I always say, show after show, I know y'all ain't trying to stalk me. You want to holler at Miss 100% and get your stalk on. Tell them where they can catch you, Miss 100%.
They can catch up with me on Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out. On Facebook, Miss 100% at yahoo.com. You can email me. Or you can email me at imnotonbs@yahoo.com.
And she is not on BS. I want y'all to know.
I'm a good friend, though. You know, I'm the kind of friend if, you know, you want to be on BS, I'll be on BS with you, but only for so long. Just a little bit.
A limited amount of BS.
My system can't handle it. I just can't do it.
All right. We can handle that. And speaking of BS, you know, people go to jail and they normally give you got a certain amount of days. Well, my man Babatunde Omadina, Nigerian actor, known by his stage name Baba Sue, he was arrested last month at the Lagos International Airport on suspicion of trying to smuggle drugs to Europe. So they held him and they monitored his bowel movements. They wouldn't let him leave until he had 25 bowel movements. So he was there for 24 days, and after carefully exploring his urine nations, they found that there were no banned substance to be found.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The 25 bowel movements later?
Yeah. There was a movie, 8 days later? 25 days later, 28 days later. Yeah. This one is 25 bowel movements later.
Yeah. Kind of nasty.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that job. That was not the job to have.
I mean, it took them, what was it, 25 days? You said 25 days? Or 24 days to realize that he didn't have drugs shoved up his behind?
Yeah, by carefully examining his bowel movements.
Carefully examining.
Yeah, you had to get all up in there.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd have been so pissed. I'd have pushed out something extra for you. Enjoy examining that. saw the story, and he totally changed everything about himself. Like, the haircut that he has now, it's,
yeah.
It's been, he's out there. I mean, but you know what? Maybe it was just already something that was hidden from before. And now, I guess he used it as a way to say, okay, I almost lost my life, so I'm not going to hide anything anymore. I'm just going to be out there with
you. Oh, see, people like you are the reason why people like him speak out. Why he got to go through all that hiding? Maybe he just had a stroke and it turned him gay.
And it just happened, right?
It happened.
Well, according to 90% of homosexual people, you don't, being gay is not a choice, remember? It's something that has always been there. They say, I was born this way. So, that's not me. That's them saying it. They were born that way. So if they're born that way, maybe he was born that way and it was just something that he was hiding.
No, maybe the stroke changed his physiology and it made him gay. Well, speaking of that whole game, everybody's in the uproar behind gay, saying the word gay, like the guy who was supposed to the Oscars, he said rehearsals are for fags.
I mean, I guess I'm not being politically correct, but I'm laughing at what he's saying, but I don't give a damn. That bothers me, because how is it wrong to say gay, for us to say gay, but it's not wrong for them to call themselves gay or to say, oh, I've heard other gay people call another gay person gay. Oh, that's so gay. Oh, you such a fag, or you such a punk. But it's okay. So that's the same difference as black people saying the word nigga and getting mad at a white person for saying the word nigga. I mean, how can you get mad at one person saying it and you saying it? It's the same thing. It's the same. It's being used in the same context.
Well, I guess we should be politically correct and say, instead of saying rehearsal is for fags, you say rehearsal is for people who drink the wrong light beer, like those commercials.
Not the light beer commercials.
Or it's for people who don't wear Old English deodorant. Because it's supposed to be for real men and put hair on your chest.
Right. So they can have it on TV.
Pretty much.
But we can't see it. We can watch it. They can show it. But nobody can speak about it.
That's pretty much it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, if you, or as they say in the commercial, if you ride in a scooter, that's not manly.
Riding scooter is not manly?
Yeah, you saw in the beer commercials, they make it quite clear. This is unmanly behavior.
Yeah, then I have the guy holding the little bitty glass, with, you know, like he's effeminate or whatever, because he's drinking different light beers than what they're drinking. So,
don't say gay. Don't say faggot. Just say, hey. That's unmanly because you drink that beer, or you don't wear this deodorant, or is it Dr. Pepper? Yeah, you don't. You have to drink this Dr. Pepper. It's only for manly men. And if you're not drinking it, then there's something wrong with you.
Wow. Wonderful.
That's what I said. I'm like, there's a big uproar. him saying that, I'm like, okay, is it really that big of a deal?
I guess apparently it is a big deal too. And what's funny to me about the whole thing is that it's people that aren't gay that's making such a big stink about it. It's like, if you're not gay, but you hear a person say, oh, that's gay, or you so gay, or you acting gay, or whatever, why would it bother you? And you're not gay. I don't hear any gay people complaining about it. I just hear your punk ass talking about it as if it really concerns you.
Why they gotta be a punk ass?
That's just a bitchology of it.
As our word of the week, sheepology, the sheep mentality, where you jump onto an issue that's not. It's not really a big deal. It's something where you just say, "All right, man, that was fucked up. You said that, and let it be gone." But anyway, we go on a break here, and as we go into this break, we still mourn Heavy D, and so we gonna keep it going with Heavy D, we got our own thing.
Yo, man, you ready to drop this, man?
Yay!
We'll kick it for one
kick
time.
Kick
it
down, kick
it
down,
kick
it
down.
Let's
drop it.
together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Heavy D. We got our own thing. I still cannot believe that he is dead. Oh, well. That's just what it is. And I can't understand how the did die young.
Yeah, I remember we had that question, that conversation before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on with the show. Virtual people. Now, people do the whole virtual life, second life, all these virtual worlds because they want to get away from the real world. You know, I remember when I was told about the story about people getting virtually married and paying for a virtual banquet $5,000. I thought that was insane. You know, paying $1 million. Well, one guy who's a millionaire now, John Never Die, old guest who spent $100,000 mortgage his house to buy a virtual asteroid, and now he's a millionaire a few times over because people rent his virtual space. Anyway, yeah. Exactly. Well, people, you know, they think you can get away and be virtually obscure. Come to find out that government's like, no. They're going into the online world and they're going to make people get ID checks in the virtual world.
Wait. What? So you can't even pretend to be nobody else now. In a virtual world, that's the point, to get away from the real world for a moment. So even with going into the virtual world, your fake persona has to have an ID.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're going to, because they want to make sure, and they're going to check you out by your faces and behaviors of your online avatar.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that means. I guess to an extent I'll understand it. I don't know what my man sold in the whole talking about virtual sex for life. I don't know about that one. But
I want virtual sex. I want real sex.
Exactly. The HBO show. You know, the whole the virtual life, I mean, we've had those stories, people attacking each other, their virtual lives, virtual divorces, people suing over virtual property. And I guess this is a part of it, that there's going to be virtual ID checks. Yeah, your virtual driver's license. So I'm waiting on that virtual ticket to come in the mail to some folks, and they get upset. I mean, because if you think about it, it's not really that inconceivable. You think about it, because we talk about martial law, and folks don't understand how we move into the martial law scene where you can't even virtually be anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that. It's a quote unquote virtual fictional character.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be anonymous there. And in the real life, like East Tennessee State University, where they're cracking down on jaywalkers. You're getting a ticket for jaywalking, and we know this is not the only place where you can get a ticket for jaywalking. I just like to bring it up because jaywalking is you taking the chance.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if I want to jaywalk and if a car bumped me, that's my fault. The whole legislating my safety and taxing me through tickets, which is basically a tax, is wrong. I'll be against that till I drop dead.
Yeah. I was just thinking when we were just talking about the virtual, getting the virtual ticket, you know, in the mail or whatever, what better way, and then the whole martial law thing, what better way to get everybody into the system and keep track of them to make sure, you know, because some people can fly under the radar for a long time. But if you make every little thing possible a law, and if you throw a piece of paper on the ground and get caught, you get the ticket for it. What better way to get everybody into one system, a one world system under martial law, and keep track of every single person?
So you're saying basically this is a tool set up by the system to get everybody's DNA and information in the system so we can control and regulate everything you do? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm. All right. Makes sense to me. And on that tip, Twin Rivers, which is in the Northern California, Sacramento area, their police chief is in trouble because he had instituted a ticket quota.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on leave, paid leave now. I guess that counts as a suspension for police. They have a ticket quota when they're not supposed to have a quota. So the whole jaywalking in Tennessee, jaywalking in California, jaywalking in Alabama. Kind of.
So you mean to tell me the whole thing that black people have been saying for years is actually true? When cops are out at a certain time of the month, it's just cops on every corner stopping people for no reason. So that people always say, "Oh, they must got to fill their quota." That people they are actually doing it. Again. Somebody's been found guilty of doing it.
Something like that. Yeah.
Guess it wasn't just a conspiracy after all.
Yeah, it's just now the profiling has moved from just us to just everybody.
Everybody.
Right. Like it was meant to do.
Yeah.
That's the thing that it always amazes me. Folks don't care until it actually touches them.
That's right.
Then all of a sudden it's a big problem. Oh my God. The police. They're giving us tickets for everything. It's like, yeah, well, we've been there, done that for a minute.
Just like Richard Pryor said, he said, they don't call this shit an epidemic until it affects their ass. Drugs in the hood, oh, that's a crying shame. Drugs in the suburbs, oh, that's an epidemic.
Right.
Pretty much.
Exactly. You know, and the whole that police department, as a matter of fact, they're so cocky that they put out T-shirts saying You raise them, we Cajun. And on this shirt has a child that's looking scared behind bars.
You know what? I'm laughing, but I'm sorry. That's the bullshit. my bad. I don't mean to laugh, but they just tickled the shit out of me.
Hold on. And let me tell you the sheepology behind it, where they say to the people who were mad about it, well, we agree that it wasn't sending the right message.
But we ain't going to be there.
Right. Well, hold on. And they say, and it certainly doesn't represent the views and opinions of the men and women who work hard every day to protect the children and staff of the Twin Rivers District. And but y'all made the T-shirt, but it doesn't reflect your views. I'm kind of confused there.
No, they're confused.
I'm saying it's rather clear to me. You made the T-shirt. You thought it's funny. Yeah, you raised them. We gauge them, which is a symptomatic thought process where it just automatically it doesn't matter. You nothing but prisoners, psychopaths.
Yeah, it's just like the kindergarten teacher who was fired for posting on Facebook that she wasn't a kindergarten teacher, she was a warden for future criminals.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not funny, but I mean it just goes to show the way people see. You just that's your mentality. You get into certain positions so that you can do it. Some people don't believe that there are people out there with a
negative
just an evil mentality. Just they are here on Earth to cause unsuspecting people as much harm as they possibly can. That's just how it is. The people don't believe it, but that's just the way it is.
I believe it.
They're like, oh, people like to say, oh, no, I believe that everybody is generally good and, you know, kind and, you know, they just get into a bad place. That's bullshit. Just like there's good people, there's bad people. And they fake the funk for a long time and they get into certain positions and positions of power. Or authority, and they abuse that authority.
You said fake the funk.
Fake the funk.
But that's where I would agree with you. They're not faking the funk. That's how they are.
Well, I'm saying fake the funk until they get to where they need to be in order to, you know, do what they want to, you know.
Yeah, and I'm saying I know what you're saying, but see, it's just like I always say, the people on the DL,
They're
not on the DL as gay. They're on the DL as heterosexual.
Right.
They're on the DL as nice people. They've always been bad people. It's just the people who are looking at them don't look at them as the evil bastards that they are.
Right.
They've never changed their stripes. They've always been that way. And it doesn't seem like it's changing. Case in point, we talk about the system and you know how we got these people out here arguing for a system, a veteran, who was we talk about supporting troops. We gonna support the troops. It's all about supporting the troops. Barry Mangan of Tacoma. Got his veteran's check, which was supposed to help him. He's waiting on his benefits. He had been diagnosed with, and if I say it wrong, I apologize, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. It's fatal, progressive disease, and that a lot of people in the military is linked to military service. It destroyed the nerve cells that control muscle function. So homie gets the check. The check comes in through the VA. The VA wants him to sign it. So he can't sign it because his muscle nerve system is down. He can't sign it. That's just part of it. He couldn't write. So the family got the request for medical records, and the forms were already sent in. The VA can't find them. No one will just let the family just sign the paperwork for him. And
why not? What about medical power of attorney? That's the purpose of medical power of attorney.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at one point, one of the people working with the family told the family that, hey, they had lost the paperwork and it needs to be resubmitted. And everyone knows that this is a life-threatening illness.
Mm-hmm.
We support the troops. Just didn't apply here. Because at the end of the day, waiting on the benefits to come through and to get the $63,000 that was allotted to him, he couldn't get it because of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That and the runaround that you give folks who need legitimate help behind a signature and then losing the paperwork because they don't want to get up off the money. Because now that's just free money that we don't know where that went.
Wow.
The VA
that shouldn't even be the case.
Yeah. The VA just has it. And see, a lot of cases happen like that. Things get granted to the VA. The money doesn't get to the individual. Where does that money go? Does it go back to the government? Does the VA get it? They go on vacations, whatnot? We don't know. But Sheepology says, yeah, we support the troops until they come back home.
Wow.
Yeah, they come home beaten and battered and broken from war.
Well, they don't even support them while they're at war. I mean, that's why they feed them caffeinated meat and all that other stuff.
Well, supposedly that's supposed to help, but I don't know. Maybe
you know, that's not good.
Yeah, maybe we need the space invaders to come and wipe this all out and start over. And on that note, being the cheesy segue guy that I am, this is Rappers I Know, Space Invaders.
Nobody knows. Send me Mother Nature right out of her clothes. Can you come and be fair? toes, down from underground and overexposed. Pros will feel it even if they wanna turn up their noses. Got a taste of that glow, they wanna know where the gold is. Listen, that's recommended when we pack it, it's potent. Don't blame us if you OD, learn to handle that dough. Don't be a hero and you'll get to keep your dome where it is. Nobody move and nobody will get blown to this.
Hey, put your hands in the air. You gotta put your hands in the air.
This door down, hit him and candy fall out like pinata. Too many blemishes on the record, you not Zenyatta. We hold your horses, space bunny hair courses. Keep them glued to the radio, Gallic forces. Pitchforks and torches come to invade the space, take over fortress. Courtness, like the real remote control cars. You follow yours, here to connect with star bars.
Galaxy. Space Invaders. Better run for cover. And I just love Kimmy J's voice. It's so soothing. It's just like cough syrup. Anyway.
Alright.
Now I wanna, before we get into the dumbasses, real quick, I don't know if anybody saw that Rick Perry not remembering the branches of government or whatever the other night. All I can say is this. I'm not fooled at all. He knows. He's from Texas, too. He knows that people will vote for people who are stupid because they can relate. You know, the whole George Bush factor. I will vote for him because I can have a beer with him. So Rick Perry was on TV acting stupid so that he can get votes, because he's looking, he's seeing the surge that Herman Cain has gotten from talking retarded, and he's like, I'm going to out-retard you.
Wow.
Yeah, that was it. You want to jump in with your dumbass for the week?
Yeah, I do, but I kind of have a feeling that I've talked about this before. Maybe I talked about it with you. But anyway, I'm going to talk about it again. Georgia man charged with plotting to make rising. The federal authorities arrested four Georgia men accused of plotting to buy explosives and produce a deadly biological toxin to attack fellow U.S. citizens and government officials. The Justice Department said the men were members of a French domestic militia group and had plans to manufacture rising for use in their attack. They attended meetings starting in March where they discussed carrying out crimes, including murder, in order to undermine federal and state government. And the targets included local police, federal government buildings, and employees of agencies like the IRS. The funny thing about it is the men were Frederick Thomas, age 73, Dan Roberts, age 67, Ray H. Adams, 65, and Samuel J. Crump, 68.
Thomas
is from Cleveland, Georgia, and the other three are from Toccoa, Georgia.
And that
this was on their bucket list.
Right. That just sounds like some old, selfish, racist bastards. Yeah.
I kind of figure on this one, 73, 67, 65, 68, more than likely, they was probably going to just fuck themselves up because they probably didn't remember shit.
No. See, you give them too much credit. These are old, selfish bastards. We done lived our lives. Now we going to fuck up, yo. That's what that is.
Yeah, but they wanted to make the country right again.
Right. Yeah, you know what that is. That the good old days of Jim Crow. And speaking of the well, this ain't the good old days. These are the new days. My dumb ass is the students at Penn State University. After Joe Paterno was fired, there was a riot. You know, they're all upset. Joe Paterno made Penn State what Penn State is. Well, these dumbasses, in the middle of the riot, decide they're going to plank.
Oh, come on.
Yes, they started planking in the middle of a riot. Now, I don't know if y'all know what planking is. That's when everybody lies down and they take a picture. So picture a whole group of teenagers, young men and women, just in the middle of a riot say, stop, planking time. That's what happens. Everybody just drops on the ground and starts planking.
That's what planking is, just laying on the ground and taking a picture?
Yeah.
That's all?
That's it.
Why is it called planking?
Hey.
You just say lay on the ground and take a picture.
Look here. We've been through this before. You don't try to explain retarded. I can't. Don't ask me why it's called planking. They just, in the middle of a riot, just laid down and started planking. Now, and mind you, they're rioting over a guy who, once again, his assistant was raping little boys. And come to find out, I guess he had been pimping them out to donors. That's coming out also. So that's Penn State students, that's who you rioting for. Yeah. Men who rape little boys and cover it up. Sort of like the Catholic Church. I say that every week, don't I?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sheepology at its finest. People riot for people who do wrong to people.
Yeah. Sheepology. Just like the remember I was talking about before, the judge who was had been beating his daughter for a really long time, and the mother was assisting the father in beating. They had her dumb ass on Dr. Phil doing a whole bunch of crying about how she was doing all of that stuff to appease her husband, and they have her on video telling her turn over, slapping the daughter across her face, and then the judge who presides over child abuse cases taking a belt and not just spanking her or whooping her with the belt. But she was 14 at the time. What 14-year-old need to be beat with a belt? Anyway, he was hitting her everywhere, face, back, everywhere, as hard as he possibly could. But this man is still walking around free. This woman is still walking around free. But you take away other people's kids if for a spanking if they get for being disciplined when they're not causing the kid any harm, they're disciplining their kid. But because this guy is a judge, he's getting a lot of leeway.
Oh, well, it's real simple. Do as I say, not as I do. Come on now. You know what that is. And speaking of do as I say, not as I do, Stephon Marbury comes out on Michael Jordan and calls him a sellout. You know, he's saying that because if people don't know, NBA is in the middle of the lockout. And Michael Jordan, who is the owner now, is one of the hardline owners who are jumping on the players saying, yeah, you're going to have to take this little bit of money. Now, for those who don't know the history of Michael Jordan in these negotiations, last time they had a negotiation, Michael Jordan on the other side told the owner of the Washington Bullets at the time, A. Polian, hey, you know what? If you can't afford it and you can't make your business profitable, sell your business. See? So now he's on the other side and he's like, nah, we not profitable and we need the players to take less money. But at the same time, Michael Jordan is Jordan and he has players wearing his tennis shoes. So it's kind of funny how he's working both sides of the aisle.
Well, he has his money, so fuck everybody else.
Pretty much, yeah. $150 shoes.
Right. And I'm with Stephon. He's a sellout. That's you being a sellout. That's period and point blank.
Yeah. I mean, well, a contradictory sellout at that. Because, one, he was a player who talked to the owners about, hey, if you can't afford it, get out. Now he's the owner that can't afford it, and he's like, I'm going to stick it to the players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of contradictory. But he's going to make money off the players. You know, if I was them, I wouldn't wear a tennis shoe. Yeah. I'm switching to Adidas. Bye, sucker.
I've never been a supporter of Jordan tennis shoes any damn way.
Yeah.
So.
I say I had one pair of Nikes and I used to cut grass with them.
I have a pair of Nikes that somebody gave me.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, you know, we going on sellouts. Allen West. Allen West of Florida. You know, and only Florida. Y'all know I can't go out on just throwing something out there my birthday weekend. I can't go out without talking about a sellout from Florida who is a representative who, in defending Miss 100%, number one politician, Herman Cain, shuts her body down. he's on the Scott Hennin show, and in a response in a question asking whether a presidential candidate Herman Cain is being attacked because he's a black conservative, he says, come on, man. I mean, you know, I was the only black member of a white supremacist motorcycle gang. So liberals, there are certain others, I would say, even within our party that are not comfortable with strong black conservative voices.
Your ass ain't strong. You a white supremacist bitch. That's all you are. What other reason would they have you around in their motorcycle or bicycle gang or whatever? Come on, man.
Well, first, in talking about Herman Cain, he brings out the, I was the only member of a white supremacist motorcycle gang. Only in Florida. Can you have a politician who will jump out and, in defending someone, says, well, I was the only black in a white supremacist motorcycle gang. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Miss 100%, aren't white supremacists on this earth because they believe that they're supreme and your black ass is not supreme?
We're supposed to be dogs, their footstool.
Right.
So all of us that can't be used or won't be used as their footstools or their servants, kill us. But the ones that are that will bow down to them, use them, and that's what they're doing with him.
Well, I mean, it's hilarious that's his claim to fame. I was down with a group of people who hate my very existence. That's what makes him strong.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the
sheepology.
The best definition of sheepology.
The philosophy is that, you know, the black conservative and standing on a principle of ignorance, because his principle is ignorance. I'm rolling around with people who hate my very existence, and that's what makes me strong.
Okay, but remember, our blacks is better than your blacks.
Right. Well, as I'll say, our coons is better than y'all coons.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess it was cool for him because he was shining their bikes and put gas in them. This is what we talk about when we talk about psychological chain to slavery. This right here, a guy whose claim to fame is, I got to roll with a bunch of people who hate me.
And hate everybody like me.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm coming from.
He feels special.
Yeah. These are his words. In defending Herman Cain.
And I still feel to say, wait, and he only made that his words by saying it. You can't, how the hell are you defending somebody by saying something ignorant?
Well, it wasn't ignorant to him. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. Shout out to you, Miss 100%, being a great co-host that you are. I'm Big Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word for Smooth Drama, and we are out. Oh, happy birthday to me, God damn it. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.